morning, everyone, and welcome to another Saturday coffee tea with me. Today is a little bit different. We have a BYOQ with myself and Peter. And at the end of the show, or prior to the end of the show, we're going to auction off a little over $200 worth of different products from different manufacturers. We'll be starting the bidding at only $70. And really, if you check out the list of what these things are, you will understand, yes, this costs over $200. In fact, the two complete sets of WPS actually are more than $70. So, Peter, without further ado, I'm going to have you do a recap of last week's magnificent show with you and Robert Scott Bell. Go, Pete.
Yeah, good morning, folks. Good morning, Mel. Happy to be here this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin. Dear Heavenly Father, we are encouraged and joyous to be that you've called us to assemble here again this morning. Father, we invite you into our conversation. Please bring forth your wisdom and your insights and valuable information that we all might see a clear vision of what we're dealing with Morgellons, how to navigate through it with grace and strength and hope. And to realize that you've led folks here, that you are going to turn their brokenness into something wonderful. And, we'll just continue to keep us strong and provide and protect. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Peter.
You bet. So, yeah, last week was a wonderful call. Robert Scott, as usual, brought his insightful message for everyone here. In terms of what we're dealing with microwave radiation. It's not getting any better, obviously. He is telling us to be mindful of the same things that, Mel, you teach here and that we try to follow, which is diet, rest, stress management, and paying attention to how much time we spend in front of our devices. He reminded us to keep our modems and our uplinks to our internet connections as far away from us as we can, especially when we sleep, to keep our phones away from our bodies, to always use the speakerphone component that we have on our smartphones, to use airplane mode whenever possible if you're not using it, and just to be mindful that there are so much going on in the arena of radio frequencies that we're all dealing with, that we're going to experience things from time to time, like headaches, nervousness, just things that might make us feel a bit off. But basically, we have to realize that these are unprecedented times we're walking in. And he's currently looking into understanding what devices are out there and finding ways for us to make them more affordable for us as well. So that's pretty much the gist of the call. I brought some information forward about, how they measure frequencies and to keep ourselves, our bedding and our sleep areas as far away from outside smart meters that might be on our apartment buildings or our homes as well. So I think that was pretty much the gist of it, Mel.
I think just the spiritual component of keeping a very positive attitude is extremely important in your attempt to heal.
Yes, I would agree with that. We are creatures.
So I would say that kind of covers it as far as last week goes. All right.
Yep.
First, let me draw your attention to the website and just read to you a few of what I consider to be fantastic posts that have come about in the last week or so. Starting today with a wonderful post from Chrissy called Hold On to Hope. Okay, and a first time post, but there's a wonderful picture, and the picture says, one day you will tell your story of how you've overcome what you are going through now. And it will become part of someone else's survival guide. So that's why I always tell everybody to please post, because the more people post, the more people realize that people can get well here, and it encourages them to put the work in. So that would be one post that I would really take a look on. Hold on to hope. Okay. Another one that really rang the bell for me, and the ones that are the most positive are the ones that always ring the bell, let me tell you. And you need to get into these, even if you think I send too many emails. Yeah, it's Teddy's story about his first update in 5 or 6 months. And I called him this morning, and he yelled at me for waking him up. I thought that was funny. And, you know, he really gets it, how important sleep is, and that the sum of the parts is not just a few of the things, it's all of these things. So that's a really good post. And then the post about Go West, young man, it has my first update on my move, and there'll be another update coming as major strides were made yesterday, which took a lot of the pressure and anxiety off of me. So I'm feeling fairly good today, even though I had a nightmare last night that I paid one of the bills with the credit card but didn't have enough money on. All right, nobody thought that was funny. All right. And then there's the one about celebrating Jen Jen's birthday. And then there's checking in. There's doing better. There's listening to your body. Thank you for the website. I'm ready to do my happy dance. We got what's new from the manufacturers, which is featuring Fitcoast 1C, which Catherine has raved about. And yesterday when I was talking to John to see how he was doing on his first hip replacement, which he's doing marvelous. Today he was a little tired. He said it's hump day. But I told him that's because he tried to do so much yesterday because he felt better. He said, how do you know? I said, everybody makes that mistake, John. All right. Reading old posts. Not a bad idea, folks. The people who wrote those posts, if they took the time, I'm telling you, they got better. Okay? And really, that's about 75% of what got posted today was just really positive things from the last few days. So again, please take the time to read what we put up in the forum. That's where everybody communicates around the world. All right, let me go in here and add to attendance as I can hear the bell is ringing. And, all right, okay. Whoa. Okay, so now let me get 575, your first name, please.
Mary.
Hi, Mary. This is your second time, huh?
Yeah. I like that you make a prayer before we start. That's what attracted me.
Well, that's good. We believe here that if God didn't deem it reasonable to save my life, none of us might be. So this is a community of primarily believers, my dear. All right.
The Lord has us here for a reason. Maybe it's to help others or anything.
Okay, well, we're going to find out. 530, your first name. Create one. Make one up, but give us something. All right. Miss X. Okay. And behind Miss X is Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Mel.
And then behind Dale is, I don't know. Is that Najla?
Hello. How are you?
Is that, it is you, huh? Najla?
Uh-huh.
Oh, hi, honey. Wonderful, welcome. And then 248, that's Miss Lori, eh?
Good morning, everyone. Yep, Lori.
Okay, well, I'm very happy, people. We have quite a nice group here, okay? So, I talked about the website. I talked about the posts that are in the forum. I talked a little bit about the move, but I'm going to put it in print with some pretty pictures because we have a positive update. There was one other thing. Oh, Miss Linder is not with us today. Okay, so I'm going to need someone to volunteer to write about this call. She sent me an email. Let me go find it here. Where are you? Ah, here we go. Today's call. Morning, Mel. I just got a message from my property manager. Maintenance is coming to do some things in the apartment, so I have to clean the apartment before they get here. They're spraying too. I can't make the call today, Mel. I apologize, but nothing I can do. I will listen to it when it's posted. I hope you have a great day. Blessings to you all and a good call. All right, now let me find out who's got the weapon. If you have a dog, please mute yourself. All right. So, as I said, we're going to start with a BYOQ. Now, there's someone who's creating an echo, and it's not showing up on my screen who you are. So, if you're new to this call, okay, you need to hit star 5 to mute yourself. Okay, I got it. I got you. Yes, I did. All right. So we'll have a lesson on that one, 575. Anybody else who's not muted, who's got background noise? Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and start. Pete, you want to say anything to open up before we open up to questions? I mean, both you and I are doing pretty good health right now.
Yeah, I just want to encourage folks with the, it's been almost 10 years now that I've been in remission, clear of symptoms, Mel. Just to provide encouragement and faithfulness will get you there in time, folks. We're walking in probably the largest amount of toxicity in the environment in the history of the planet. So it may take a little bit longer for folks that are here today dealing with Morgellons than it did for you and I, Mel. But the science remains sound. Immunotherapy, strengthening the immune system, evolving the immune system, and staying dedicated to your protocol, nutrient support, reversing adrenal suppression, and increasing endocrine, which is messaging through sleep and diet and all the things that we practice here, clearly remains the primary way back from this disease. So many people are missing your protocol and what we do here, which is very heartfelt for those of us that know you and I and John and Robert Scott and the many people here that have made it clear of symptoms like myself. So folks, the current dogma that you can't beat this is just not true. Don't buy into it. Remember that your emotional network has to involve faith, belief that you can conquer this disease, and then it takes the discipline and the wherewithal to just go day by day and put one foot in front of the other and give it your best, you know, your best effort every day. Stay the course and stay committed, and you will see improvement. I don't know of anyone, Mel, I think you'd agree with this, that hasn't gotten to a better place. Some of us, to just get completely to the finish line, it takes a little bit longer. But, we can still get to a place, and you and I have proven that, and many others have. So that's my message this morning. Stay committed, stay hopeful, and again, stay involved here with the therapeutic support you get from interacting with others, from attending these calls, and, stay off the internet looking at pictures and things that don't matter. Stay focused on the cure. Stay living in the problem. Living in the solution, not the problem. And you will get to a much better place. So that's always my message, and I just wanted to start everyone with that. with that in mind, Mel, this morning.
Well, no. That's quite all right. I think that it's important to understand, okay, that there's not a whole lot of set things that are set in stone. Because everybody's body is actually different. Everybody's makeup is different. Everybody's history is different. So the only thing I can guarantee you is those who did not give up hope, they got well. Even if it took 5 years. I mean, I got a lady on the call who just made a post about an amazing discovery that actually has given her the most relief. I told her it's a cumulative of years, but this new product took her over the hump. And when I was talking to John yesterday, checking on his health of his first of two hip surgeries, he told me he was so excited because a world-renowned doctor is using his FitGhost 1C to help eradicate type 2 diabetes. Whoa. He said, this doctor is on a tour, and he'll be spreading the word, and that'll be real good for the company because it'll put him in front of many holistic practitioners around the country who don't even know about Lobos at this time. So
that's wonderful news.
Okay. All right. So I'm trying to figure out. Good. All right. I think we might have got it. All right. So we're going to start with 845. That's Miss Norma, the mother of Miss Donut, 1999. Come in, Norma.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good morning. Good afternoon. I have no questions at this time.
Okay. Well, we're just glad you joined us. All right. So now we're going to move on to, if I'm not mistaken, that's Miss Jen Jen.
Okay, got myself in. I'm here. I just rallied up to get myself unmuted. I also just want to say that even if you send me something with Jen with two N's, I still respond. There's something I've been dealing with like my whole life, so it's all cool.
Well, that's good, but you know, I can take slight direction. You know, my English is not great. My spelling is horrific, so I mean, no problem.
No worries.
No problem.
So cool.
All right. We'll get back with you later, young lady. You sweet thing.
I'm so excited. Very excited.
All right. All right. There's Miss Catherine of the Desert. She is the queen of Sunday camel races.
I don't have any questions, Mel.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. I had a little bit of brain fog, but I'm still doing good.
Okay. That's good to hear, Catherine. You're doing good for a period of time. It's very positive. Just keep it up. And let's talk either later today. No, let's talk on Monday.
Okay.
Let's get a real good update on what's happening because you were doing a little bit better a week ago.
Right.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm right. You know, my notes help, but I couldn't have remembered. All right, I'll talk to you on Monday. If you need me sooner, pick up the phone and call me, Captain.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. All right. These guys never show up without questions. So without further ado, our own Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Mr. and Mrs., what's their names? Diane and Paul. Come in.
Oh, hi. Hi, this is Diane. Good morning, everyone. Yes, I do have a question, Mel. You're absolutely right. Regarding taking WPF, so I found it's a little hard for me to fit it in mid-morning, so I started getting up and taking it first thing in the morning, like at 6 a.m. And it seems to be working pretty good for me to do that. It is on an empty stomach, so I just wanted to be sure that taking it in that time of the day, because I kind of get it out of the way, and then I don't have to stop my mid-morning routine at work. So what do you think about that, Peter and Mel?
Well, everybody is different. And if you found something that works for you and doesn't interfere with the rest of your regimen and is spaced a minimum of an hour or so away from anything else you're doing, hey, great. I told you, everybody's different, Julian. Everybody has different schedules. But you have to work it out so you space the things and don't cause a disruption.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting at least an hour and a half before I do anything else after that WPS. So I don't do anything else until after 7:30, quarter to 8.
Sounds good to me. And if it's working, you know, keep rolling with it. Just keep your mind on how you are, how you feel. How many drops do you want?
We're doing about 12 drops a day total. Mm. So I only do 5 in the morning and then 7 or 8 in the evening.
Mm. And it all feels good. It's not keeping you awake, right?
No. Feels good.
I like the concept of taking it before bed because it used to help me sleep.
Yeah, it's never kept me awake.
Good. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
What about that spy-loving husband of yours? Where is he?
Oh, he's sitting right here looking very pensive. Like, he might be brewing up a question, but we'll have to wait and see.
Oh, he's brewing one up. Okay, well, is he using tea leaves? What's he
doing? No, he uses chicken bones.
All righty. All right, guys, here we go. Nancy, good morning. Fancy Nancy, how are you?
Good morning. Feeling okay?
That's it? If you don't have a question, give us a question. Make us earn our money, will you?
Yeah,
Peter says, what money? I got right, Pete. What money? Oh, you know, I muted Pete because he was creating background noise. I better unmute him. Sorry, Pete.
Oh, no problem. I didn't even realize I was muted.
Good.
Was there something directed towards me? The WPS, I would respond to. Is that Diane that asked that question? Yeah. Good morning, Diane.
Yeah.
Good morning, Diane. You know, WPS is one of the things that Mel and I believe is probably critical for recovery. A lot of people are leery to use it because they feel that it's bleach. Chemically, it has a different chemical structure than bleach. It contains a bleach atom, so a molecule, so it does smell and have some of the chemical characteristics of bleach. But I want to guarantee everyone here, it is not bleach. If we drank bleach, we would not fare very well, folks, believe me. We probably end up in the emergency room. So it is not bleach. It is used on and has been used, Mel's aware of this, in water treatment in Europe for decades now, for 4 or 5 decades. It is actually sprayed on many deli meats that you buy in your local grocery store. So clearly, you know, the FDA does not want to approve it. The thing is to bear in mind with it that's most significant for everyone to understand, Diane, is take it apart from food. Proteins, some people, we used to think here, Mel, that it was okay to take it with food, but I've come to understand that proteins will degrade the efficacy or the oxidant value of what it does. So you want to make sure you take it on an empty stomach. And if it's not creating fatigue for you, it used to help me go to sleep at night. I would take it 20 minutes before bed under Mel's old protocol. Now you folks take it twice a day. Make sure you're taking it within 2 hours of any food consumption. And if it's not creating fatigue for you, Diane, I actually believe it's great to start in the morning. Start your system up with oxidation control, which is what it'll do. And that worked fine for me. Again, what Mel said, everybody's physical metabolism is different. So some people are going to fare with it in the morning, others at night. But if it's working for you that way, I would encourage you to continue.
Okay, great. Thank you. It seems to be working real well. So thank you.
Yeah, it's critical that you stay on it.
I said from the first day of this website that you must take it at least an hour and a half away from all foods. And in the beginning, I used to say 2 hours, and other people used to give me a hard time. So, Peter, thank you, buddy.
The idea is not to rush it right now, to go slow with it. If you find that it creates a Herzheimer reaction or your symptoms increase, don't be alarmed that that's doing harm. Actually see that that's creating die-off, that your body is then trying to detox and eliminate. And so you might experience that when you first begin it or when you increase your dosage, moving up to 5, 6, 7 drops. But that's not a bad sign, folks. If you have some symptoms, see that as encouragement that it is, in fact, reducing these many co-infections that we deal with systemically, okay?
In the early years, people will have a die-off a little bit when we got to the extensions, and then a lot more when we got to WPS. And people used to be afraid. But over the years, we've learned that this is such a positive thing. Now, the disease is not happy because you're killing it, and it's going to do everything in its power. And don't think it doesn't have power. It's going to make you feel so miserable you want to stop killing it. But you don't realize they're doing that to you to try to mentally get you to stop killing it. So you have to be brave. And you have to understand, if it's coming out, man, that's a wonderful thing. Better out than in is in our guiding principles. Peter, go ahead.
Well, you know, sometimes, too, expectations can get in the way. So I don't believe it's necessarily good to have unreasonable expectations. This is going to take you a dedicated commitment and a prolonged detox where you reduce the infection and you restore the homeostasis and the cellular energy potential in the body. And it can take, you know, it took me 17 months to get clear of symptoms, and it can take you folks up to 36, especially if you're in a situation where mold has been in your environment or you've been working in a toxic environment. Let's say you work in construction or in painting, or if you have a history of antibiotic use and pharmaceuticals, heavy use of pharmaceuticals, it's going to take you a little bit longer to restore the integrity of the gut. Remember to work. All disease begins and ends in your gut. So dysbiosis in the gut is a prevalent expression of Lyme and Morgellons. So we've got to work on reducing the biofilms in the gut. That's what the WPS does so well. And just don't have unreasonable expectations, folks. You know, use your common sense that you're involved in a detox. You're involved in restoring the integrity and renewing every body system in your body, because what Morgellons is a complete systemic assault on every body system that we deal with, and a complete lack of the ability for our immune response to be adequate enough to deal with it. So just understand that you're detoxing and restoring your immune system, and that's going to take some time.
Okay, and there are people who have come here who have had health issues since a very young time, and they don't have anything quite to do with Morgellons and or Lyme, but they're part of the underlying reasons that your immune system became compromised, and they take even longer. But like I said, if you don't give up hope, you get well. And last year, on New Year's Eve, on the last call that we ever did on a Saturday, Karen Nahati from Houston, Texas, explains why it could take 5 years But Karen never gave up. And when Karen finally gave up a little bit of her earnings to spend more time focused on this protocol, she got well in about 7 months when she made that total commitment after 4.5 years of just not getting it all down pat.
Yeah, so, I can remember you wrote once, sir. Do you remember you wrote once, there is no elevator to the penthouse. Everyone has to take the steps to reach the next level and go up one level at a time.
Everybody has to take the steps. Everybody. And I feel for you guys because Peter's right. 15 years ago when I got well, it took 4 years, but it took me 3 of them to figure out the whole protocol.
Mm-hmm. And if you've encouraged people to, I journaled as I was getting well, folks. Mel encourages you to keep track of things. If you track your progress, it allows you to see patterns where you can monitor your attitude. You can see your weak times. You can come to better identify the individual challenges you face with whatever specific co-infections you might be dealing with. And then the hurdles in your lifestyle and your circumstances, individual circumstances, where the hurdles lie. And that gives you the ability, when you look back and put the pieces together, to strategize ways to combat these so that you're going to be seeing improvement over time. And then you monitor your improvement and you know you're moving in the right direction. That provides the encouragement again that stimulates the chemistry internally to keep you moving forward. So, you know, that's why the website, the conference calls, and things that you're trying to accomplish here really provide a therapeutic value in terms of the progress that you're making, each of you individually. And it's going to be different for all of you.
I also said from the very beginning of this 15-year ministry that if you're not fighting this disease all the time, that ain't a good thing, because it's coming on. It's trying to kill you. It may take a long time, but it wants you dead. It wants your body.
Yeah, and remember,
fight all the time.
Mm-hmm. So everyone's journey is not going to be the same. So I wouldn't compare your journey with others either. It's more important to build your own guidance system and to see your own detox, to see your own recovery as a detox. That's going to take your own specific timetable based upon how toxic you are. Again, your history of antibiotics, your history of diet, and insults that you, environmental insults and challenges you faced over the course of time, your age. The disease tends to hit people older in age. So just remember, the investment that you make in your journey is going to pay off immensely. You're looking at self-care. You're looking at a healing journey. But it's going to provide a quality of life as you move through it and as you reach recovery and get clear of symptoms that you could never have imagined. Mel and I, we thrive in our 70s now, each of us, and I feel better now than I did when I was younger. So, you know, we've noted, both of us and so many before you folks here, that we feel healthy for the first time in our lives. We feel complete health, and we're settled into this understanding of what we need to eat, how we need to walk each day in faith and in diet and the other things. And it just settles us into a wonderful lifestyle, which is where we see the true blessing in the disease. So I'm just going to keep you guys encouraged. And it also teaches us to be kind. You know, the disease teaches us humility and to have a love in our heart for others that are struggling, because we're in the midst of a struggle ourselves. So it's a very, it's a disease that creates a penitent spirit, brings us to the Lord, and builds faith and understanding and the idea to serve here and in other places in our life that truly brings forth the blessings that God has for us.
All right. Here we go. Let's see. 575. Is that you, Mary?
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a question?
I'm new to your program here, but what is the WPS?
Okay, that's WPS is two products that are put together, sodium chloride and citric acid, and they create one of the tools we use starting in either third, fourth, or fifth month, depending on your sensitivity level, the individual sensitivity, to combat and kill this disease.
Okay.
Most of the protocol is designed to restore the interior and all your organs so that you can function the way you did before you got ill, therefore creating your immune system being restored slowly. But two things specific in the protocol: kill the disease.
Oh, okay.
We call it WPS. In my day, the early days, it was called Magic Mineral Solution, MMS. But the government put the Chiatus on us all, or something like that. And they told us, we can't use that name at all, blah, blah, blah. We're going to get in trouble, and they're going to come to the house, all that stuff. So we changed it to WPS, which we now say stands for water purification system. And as Peter mentioned, it has been used in all the major world countries for a minimum of 5 decades to purify their water. And it is sprayed on meats, lunch meats, that are in most of your supermarkets.
Huh, okay.
Now, once we called it water purification, the government couldn't hassle us, because they use it to purify the water. So, ha-ha, we got smart on them.
Huh. All right. And it comes in already mixed in a bottle or something?
No, no, it comes 2 bottles. Young lady, you need to talk to me. And we need to do a little, you know, communication to get you to go to where the places you're going to learn. Are you able to go on the website and read?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's terrific. So then the next thing is you're going to get a free coaching call. Are you ready for a free coaching call?
I think so.
Okay, good. All right. Well, let's see here. We could do it tomorrow after prayer and fellowship.
I have church tomorrow from 10 till 1. So,
okay, well, I'm going to be home all afternoon watching hockey and cooking. It's Sunday. So when you come home, what time zone are you in?
Sunday evenings is the best time for me. Sunday after 3 p.m.
What time zone are you in?
Mountain. I'm in New Mexico.
So that's what time zone?
Mountain.
Okay, so mountains. So right now I'm at 11:46 and you're at 10:46, right?
Right.
All right. Now, tomorrow you can be available after what time?
3 o'clock mountain.
So that's 4 o'clock my time.
Right.
All right. Well, I eat at 5, okay? So
okay.
If you call me right at 4, we can spend a good 20, 30 minutes and I can... you have to be on the computer so I can walk you around the website.
Okay, I can do that on the computer.
No, I'm sure you can. We can talk on the phone and you can work on the computer alongside of me. And we'll get a whole bunch done, all right? And that's your free coaching call.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, I'm not going to say anything other than, does your last name start with a B?
Yes.
Thank you, darling. Thank you so very much.
Yep, I just...
No, I know. I know. I know. That's why I'm saying, thank you. I'm not allowed to sing. They all give me a hard time.
I figured we all need help, you know?
Sweetheart, you are not kidding, okay? No problem. That's why I'm here. All right, so... back to the numbers here, and let's see. Do you have any questions right now for myself or Peter?
I thought about the WPS, and I was wondering, what is it? What is it? And then you talked about bleach. Of course, we don't take bleach, so So I was just curious as to what this product was.
Okay, well, it's going to be something you're going to need eventually to kill this disease.
I also have my 8th grandson that's affected also, but we're affected very lightly.
Okay, how old is he? How old is he?
8.
Now, that's easy. I can fix him in 3 to 6 months with only 3 pills, no, and no WPS.
Great.
The first people we ever cured on the website were children because they take much less than time than an adult because they're not as compromised as us older folks because they didn't do everything wrong for as long.
Correct. Thank you.
Yeah, how do you like that? Finally, I got it right. Wow. All right, I'm trying to make you laugh.
Cold turkey.
What, Mary?
Yeah.
What do you mean, turkey? What do you mean? We're having lunch?
Well, I used to drink and smoke, and so my parent passed away a few years back, and I just quit all bad habits and went to the good habits, and my body went wacko.
Well, no, it didn't go wacko. You just did everything wrong for so long, it caught up with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's all right. That's all right. If you're not drinking and you're not smoking, that's going to be better, okay? But like I said, we'll get to you and me tomorrow. We'll spend a good amount of time together. But I would not worry about him. I would find in the search engine, go to my search engine, and look under Children and Morgellons, and read the 15-plus years of the history of all the children who got well in like 6 months or less, and read in the thread, Once You Choose Hope, about the beautiful little baby whose mother had Morgellons and Lyme. We nursed her to health and the baby as well, and the pictures are beautiful. Nobody's sick in that family, and they're around. They'll be a prayer fellowship tomorrow. And by the way, if you... Oh, 3 o'clock your time. I got you. No, that won't work. We won't be here anymore on prayer and fellowship for 3. Our prayer and fellowship runs from 11, which I guess is 10 your time, to about 1 o'clock. Okay, so no worries. These calls are all recorded. Those calls are not. And one Saturday, Sunday, you'll decide, let me join them and see what that's like. Because we have people who go to church, but they still come here once a month because they just love the community and the interaction and the camaraderie, and they don't feel alone because everybody here knows what they're going through.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
Okay, well, good. You'll find that it'll wind up being okay, and it'll be beneficial for you in the long run. All right, we're going to move along, okay, to the newest person who doesn't want to say who they are, and that is okay. This is, I think it's Miss X, or is it Mr. X? Do you have a question about anything concerning toxic diseases? I guess not. Okay. Well, if you're from the government, what?
Mel, as far as the gal that just was speaking, what's her first name? I wanted to make a couple comments that I think it's important for her.
Okay, Mary.
Mary, hi, Mary. Welcome. Glad you're here this morning. The first thing I would want to do, Mary, is to tell you that I smoked for 42 years. I'll celebrate 12 years smoke-free next month, as a matter of fact. But I came to understand through this disease and through getting off cigarettes, and I'm a 24-year recovering alcoholic as well, the body will not start to heal. I heard you say that everything went to pot in your body or everything went the wrong direction when you quit. And you would expect it to be otherwise. But the way the body is designed is it will not begin to heal until the particular assault stops. So when your body won't, your lungs won't begin to heal, your whole internal network of cleansing won't begin until you stop the assault. So I wanted you to understand that's why you started feeling poorly, because once you quit the smoking and quit the drinking and change those habits, the body then decided, okay, we're done with that assault, now we can move into a healing mode. And it won't take place for 42 years. You know, I continued to smoke, but I didn't feel, I went through the same thing you did when I quit. And our disease is much the same way. It's a detox that way. So once we start giving the nutrient support we haven't given the body and we start bringing it back into balance, that's when we see all these issues come forth. They call it a healing reaction that is a good sign. So I didn't want you to be discouraged by that, Mary.
Okay.
And the other thing, as far as, Mel, as far as the WPS, I put a post up. It's within the last 6 months. Not sure of the thread title, but I believe it is WPS. There is a video link that I put up on a 30-minute video that will give you the complete science behind WPS. It's presented by a gal by the name of Mary Rivera at a convention for autistic children, parents of autistic children. And it's presenting how the science works, and then it tells you the results it's having with reversing spectrum disorder and autism in children. It's an incredible and a way for you to understand how it works.
Yeah, because my 8-year-old, he's really, sometimes he gets off the wall, you know, and I know it's the Morgellons. It's not autism or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the WPS is used to help animals as well, to help people that, you know, are experiencing their pets, experiencing the same issues they are. So what it does is it helps break down. It has what's called mucolytic properties. It's very beneficial for the respiratory, for, you know, cystic fibrosis and the fibers that are forming in the body. It'll help with chronic, with your smoking, with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. And in the COVID environment we're in, it becomes an important tool to help with what's called a cytokine storm, which is fueling a lot of the pneumonias and the issues that we're seeing with the respiratory side of COVID as well. So it's not an immunosuppressive. It's not bleach. It's simply an oxidant that is helping the body reduce specific infections that are harboring beneath the relative security of biofilms, because it has that mucolytic property that gets through the biofilm and gets to the heart of the infection. And these infections are what's called intracellular. They're inside the cell, so it has the ability to get through the cell wall and attack the things like Lyme and Bartonella and Babesia, where they're occurring intracellularly as well. That's what makes it so.
Okay. Where do you find the link for that one by Mary Rivera?
Mel, do you know, remember the title for that?
I'm going to bring the post forward. Well, you can go and find it, Pete. It's in the first three pages, yes. And it's a great post for new people. And I probably would have told her to do that tomorrow, but I don't want to jam her with too much tech stuff right now. Let me slowly integrate it into the worst nightmare she's ever going to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the healing is the hard part.
All right, so we're going to get with you tomorrow. Stay patient. That's part of this process. Okay, Mr. or Mrs. X, one last chance if you want to ask a question.
Oh, I think we're good now. No more questions today.
No, I'm talking about a different spy. No, you're Mr. or Mrs. What's-her-name. We have Mr. or Mrs. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl. I don't know if it has a heartbeat. It could be a robot. It could be a government official. It could be someone from another website wanting to know what we're doing. It could be someone who, I don't know. I don't know who it is. I don't really care. I hope that if you came here to learn, you learn. Because if you don't want to learn, there's nobody going to teach you. But if you do want to learn, there's nobody going to stop you. Amen. All right. Hey, Dale, one of my male all-stars. Come in, Dale.
Hey, Mel. Good morning. Sorry, I missed your call earlier.
That's all right. I woke Teddy up. He gave me hell. He said, you tell us to sleep all the time, and yet you call me on Saturday morning? I said, all right. I
I just wanted to ask Peter, double check on the L-lysine, what type he was saying. Was it hydrochloride, L-lysine hydrochloride?
Yeah, I just grabbed it so I could Yeah, it's actually Prescribed for Life is the company that I chose after vetting companies. Prescribed for Life. And it's actually called L-lysine mono, M-O-N-O, hydro, H-Y-D-R-O, chloride, C-H-L-O-R-I-D-E.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I did take the L-lysine hydrochloride, as Mel suggested, back when I had shingles, and it did help me get over it pretty quick.
You combine it with the monolaurum, it makes it even more more therapeutic, more helpful.
Yeah, I did that as well.
That's what we did, Pete.
But I had only taken it while I had the shingles, the L-lysine. So I will start taking that and see if that can be of more benefit to me.
One quick point, Dale, you may not find a suggested use on the Prescribed for Life product, but start slow. Start at a quarter to a half a teaspoon daily and see where you go with it. You know, it might create a bit of a flare-up initially, but it's going to move you through the cycles that the shingles and the other viral component of COVID. It'll move you through COVID if you run into that. It'll cut your downtime from 3 months to about 2 weeks. So it's very, very effective.
Wow. And I have been taking the WPS for a long time now. When I first started taking it, like you said, the Herx reactions that you'll have, it gave me horrible diarrhea at first, but I realized that was it cleansing out my gut, and and thankfully I don't have that symptom anymore. But as far as the WPS getting deeper in the body, deeper in the tissues, I have read that you could also incorporate DMSO drops with the WPS. I just had a question about that. Is that recommended or no?
That's what that is, Mel. You have a response to that, Mel, and then I'll share what I believe about that, if you'd like.
Okay, well, hey, I don't have a response to that, okay, but I'll let you go first, and then I'll tell you what I think.
A DMSO is it's a solvent. It's called dimethyl sulfoxide. What it does is it helps things on the skin penetrate and in the body penetrate. So I think it's can be somewhat ill-advised and reckless to add it to the WPS, which is what some folks advocate for to make the WPS even more effective. Other people use it on the skin to help deliver types of topicals they're using. But again, whatever is on the skin or on your hands when you use it, it's going to drive deep into the subcutaneous tissue. Again, it can be very, very damaging and toxic. So I would ward you off of the DMSO. Although, you know, to be completely honest, Mel, I did a cycle of WPS with the DMSO, but I cannot confirm for your participants here this morning that it made a difference. So if we do a risk assessment of the harm it can do and how efficacious it is, I would still ward you away from using it, okay, regardless of what you might find online about it.
Okay, now I don't have the scientific reasoning that Peter does, and that's okay. That's not my thing. But no, 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 has been day one about putting DMSO and WPS in the same belly at the same time on an empty stomach. I don't think so. You will scare 85-90% of the people right out of here. Slow and steady, okay, is what kills every last one of them. If you rush through this process because you're smarter than I am, shame on you. I'm all better. Everybody who tried to rush through this process wound up staying here longer. Peter, what was the name of the guy who we got to the 95% club four times, and every time he had a better idea than we did on how to finish. The Outlaw, was that his name?
Goodness, I can't recall who that might be. That's been a profile of many people. They think that more is better, and that's not the case. It's better not to mix protocols, to go slow and steady, to adhere to your guiding principles, and just let the body heal. But the DMSO is, we're in agreement as usual now. It's not anything that I would encourage folks to use, and it can do a lot of harm. So best to just avoid it.
Okay. Yeah, I did hear that it can be, that you have to be really careful with it and can be dangerous using it topically too, because like you said, anything that comes in contact can go into your skin.
That's correct.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mel.
You bet. Stay the course, brother.
Oh, he will. No doubt about that one. He'll be all better. Probably before the end of this year, Pete. He works and he has a second business or something. He's got all these kids and a wife. Whoa, he drives. But he's still going to get there. All right.
And that's what took your Karen so long as well, I think. Karen, it took her 5 years because she didn't consider fully the significance of rest with healing, how just powerful that was. So she pushed herself in ways that she probably delayed her recovery time considerably because of that.
As much as I love the woman, okay, she was more bound and needful of money, okay, and that required X amount of more hours than someone her age should have been working anyway. You can't really be our age and try to work 55, 60 hours unless you're in top health. Now, I'm not in top physical shape, but I figure running away from the bears and the mountain lions and the elks and the moose and the foxes, I'll get in shape real quick. But I'm
That's
helping
you. You might want to make a post.
Hey, in hockey we learned if you don't have a strong core, you're a dead meat.
Yes. And physical fitness, moving lymph with our disease is so important. So you might want to make a post, Mel, or bring a post forward on the rebounding.
We can bring the rebounder back. We have some good stuff on rebounder. All right, we'll do that, Pete. All right, Nas, come in, Najla. Did you know, Peter, that Najla is an Arabian princess?
No, sir, I did not. I love her name. It's a beautiful name.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm learning a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, we're glad you're here, Nesla. You have a warm, feeling tone to your voice, a beautiful spirit in your posts, and I'm fully persuaded that you're going to succeed if you stay the course here, sister.
Thank you.
She's part of the singing sisters who occasionally grace us with their presence at prayer and fellowship and then sing at the end of prayer and fellowship in harmony. It's beautiful, Pete.
That's beautiful.
One of their songs in one of the weekly invitations to come to prayer and fellowship. But every time they came, the first time they came, almost everybody cried. The second time, I was the only one who cried. And then the third time, everyone was so excited. All right. Any questions? Najla.
I don't currently have anything unless there's anything anyone else uses for skin outside of WPS.
I didn't understand that question.
I said, is there anything anyone uses for skin outside of WPS?
Is there anything else that you can use to kill the disease? Is that the question?
For your skin.
For your skin? I would spray WPS on my skin. In fact, I still to this day bathe once a week in WPS. I mean, really. I got pretty good skin for an old man.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to try that, Naj. I think you're going to, there are people on this call that know that really works very well.
Clean green enzymes will really help relieve itching and skin inflammation. And you can spray it on as many times as you'd like. Mix it down, as Kathy tells you guys, 7-to-1 Nesla, and spray it on your skin. It'll give your skin a cool, airy feeling and will help a great deal with itching.
Okay, thank you so much.
It also removes the sludge that'll build, the fungal sludge that builds on the skin. It'll take that off in a very, very healthy way. But it just has enzymes in it that the body makes. So it's very skin receptive.
Oh, that sounds really good. Okay. Thank you. I'll have to try that.
Oh, yeah. That'll help you a great deal, sister.
You use those two weapons and you'll have pretty decent results. You'll find relief within a day or so. Okay, I like using them together. Okay, one opens the pores of the skin and kills the disease. The other alleviates the itching sensations almost completely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The combination is effective for your relief. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you came today, Naz. I always love it when you're here because I can always say, oh, we have spies, we have European princes. I mean, we got it all.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. All right. Last but not least this morning is Miss Laurie. Come in, Miss Laurie.
Hi. Good afternoon, everyone. I do have a question. And first, I want to say I've been hurting my dad since probably day one, since I've been on the WPS and the whole protocol. I thank you for the rainbow diet. I am just really enjoying learning about that and have changed a few things around. But I just recently bought the SRT. I'm on my third week of doing it, and I am seeing it has kicked in something. I don't know if it's going to put me over the hump or what, because I am seeing a change. I am seeing just a ton of hurt pain, but a ton of, it seems like it's just they've gotten smaller and it's lightening up and just so much of it, and I'm feeling better. So I'm excited about that.
Okay, stop. Wait a minute there. Let's be clear. What are you talking about? You've been on for 3 months? Hold on. I got to find out who's making well. I got to mute the person who's making the noise. I got it. Go ahead. What did you say you've been doing?
Yeah, the Essex tea that Peter brought on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is awesome. I am seeing I think it's helping build my immune system more, and I am getting a lot of help from it. And I'm excited because I think it's going to push me through this.
All right, say it again. Play it again, Sam.
The S-E-T, the E-S-S, I think it's I-A-C, Peter knows about it. He put it out there for us, and it's building my blood cells. I can tell it's just doing something incredible. And I just finished my third week on it, and I'm feeling better. I can see, things are pushing out more, and I'm getting a lot of relief. I really am. I think it's going to push me over the hump. So, is Peter on?
No, he's on. I got him muted because he doesn't realize that it's his phone that's making the echo. We got to all chip in and get Peter a new phone for Christmas or his birthday, whatever comes sooner. All right.
Right.
All right, we
but
got
a
hand up. Okay, hold on. We got a hand up, and I imagine it's about the tea because that's the way Dale is. Is it about the tea, Dale?
Hey. I just wanted to comment on that. Yeah, the SEAC tea. I had watched a documentary called The Truth About Cancer, and in that documentary, they talked about the SEACT and had profiled how some people who had cancer drank this tea every day, and the cancer went away. And this one lady, she had stopped drinking the tea. Her cancer eventually came back, so she went back on the tea, and the cancer went away. So I haven't tried the tea, but I've been meaning to order some. So I appreciate the testimony from you on that.
All right, we're going to unmute the lion, okay? So he can jump in on this, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to start an auction. Come in, Pete, on your SEXT. I'm going to get some for me.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, it's not my phone causing the echo, because when you muted me, I still heard the echo. So it's someone else. It's not my phone. So, yeah, the SEACT, SEACT stands, I'm so thrilled, first of all, that, who was, what's your first name again, who just made that testimony?
That was Dale, and before him was Lori.
That's Lori. Lori, appreciate your testimony. I couldn't agree more with what you're seeing. It was the same for me. I have seen it, first of all, just as a quick refresher for folks here that aren't familiar with it, SEACT is, if you take SEAC and spell it backwards, you get the name Casey. So there was a nurse in Canada back in the 50s and 60s that she had relationships with the Native Indians there, who took her down a path of discovering a concoction that they used to drink. A burdock, the four ingredients in it are burdock root, sheep sorrel root, slippery elm, which some people claim is very good for digestion, and Turkish rhubarb. So what she found was, and she was written in several journals of the Canadian Medical Society for the results that her she was clearly reversing cancer. And so that's where it became kind of noteworthy in terms of folks taking a closer look at the therapeutic value for cancer. And it's to this day remains consistently. I'm so happy to hear your testimony. It does not surprise me. I'm encouraged that others can hear it. If you're anyone out there within earshot of this, of our voice here today, I would suggest that you look, take your discovery into the value for SEACT to diminish and reverse, even reverse cancer. You put it in line with things like CBD oil, because we have a cannabidiol system receptors in ourselves. Again, you combine the SEACT daily with cycles of cannabidiol oil, and clearly it's I've seen it reverse in people I've come alongside, prostate, stage 4 prostate cancer, and other really challenging situations where that can be life-threatening, where nothing else seems to work. So it's an extremely important tool. Again, it's SEACT. Just take Casey and spell it backwards. Make sure you get a an organic brand that has those four ingredients. And there should be a post on it as well that I made, you know, that you might want to bring forward. If you take
well, no, what I'm going to do, okay, is I'm going to tell Lori to put her words on paper, and Dale to please jump in behind her, and all of a sudden, we've started something that's going to benefit a lot of people.
Very helpful with lime as well, because it's herbal. Herbs were very, plant cereals were a very powerful tool that brought me into remission from the Lyme component of my balance that I was dealing with. I was dealing with neural Lyme as well, so I cannot advocate strongly enough for SEACT. If you get the right pine mel, it's very hard to make, because it's a process where you boil it, then you put it in the fridge overnight for 12 hours, then you reboil it, and then strain it.
Pete, I'm going to mute everybody, because you got three hands up, and these people are not muting themselves. Hang on. All right, Pete, now let me unmute you. Go, my friend.
Yeah, you see, that's not my phone causing, and I don't know how you determine who it is, but I just know it's not mine because it's still there.
Well, it's not there now, Pete, because I muted everybody else.
Yeah, so there is a post in which I went into detail on the properties of SEACT. It's a very detailed post. I'll take a look for it, but if you can find it, take a note to remind me, Mel. We'll see if we can get that forward for people.
No. We don't have to do this, Peter. Lori is going to do it first.
Okay.
In a testimonial type post. And then Dale's going to jump in. And then we have started momentum for other people to get behind something that people are saying is fabulous.
Right on. Very well.
You
Good
and
job.
I got enough work, my brother. All right. Let me go back to the hands up, okay? Now, the first hand that came up, I think, I'm not positive, but it was, of course, Mr. and Mrs. What's their names? Come in.
Yeah, there does seem to be a lot of extra noise. But, Peter, could you very slowly spell the name of the tea? And can we order it on Amazon?
Yes. It's spelled Essiac, E-S-S-I-A-C, the blend. And a good way to remember it is just the name Casey. Her name was Renee Casey. So it's her name
right.
and her last name spelled backwards.
Okay. And Casey was C-A-S-I-E?
C-A-I-S-S-E. So
you spell it again slow. Spell it,
sure.
I see it again slow.
Well, Renee Casey is the person, if you want to take your discovery into deeper discovery of what the T does, her name, and it's spelled, her last name is spelled C-A-I-C-A-I-S-S-E, Casey. Now, if you spell that backwards, you end up with S-E-A-C T, so I just was suggesting that's an easy way to remember it.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
You do now.
Now you want to get... You want to get the 100% certified. You want to make sure it contains nothing other than the burdock root, the sheep sorrel, the slippery elm, and the turkey rhubarb. And one source that used to be really clean that I use was Camas, spelled C-A-M as in Mary, A-S. It was called Camas Prairie Tea is what they were marketing under, but it was actually her original formula, which is those four herbs.
Okay, and you can get it on Amazon, can you?
Well, now that's the comment. That's the comment that troubles me. I so hard try to advocate for people not to use Amazon. Amazon, we're losing the ability to see the products that are generated and distributed and sold locally. Whenever we use Amazon, we have to understand that we're getting on board with the world agenda that we don't want to be on board with, which is to take everything to a local clearinghouse. And what I'm fairly persuaded in, Diane, is that the products that we get on Amazon are nowhere near the quality you would get if you went directly to the distributor. So I would advocate that you go directly to the company and avoid anything. And I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but I do not use Amazon because we're taking food off the plates of families in our local communities by doing that. And we're killing our local communities. And what we're going to end up with, people say, oh, go to Amazon, you'll save $5. But what we're going to end up with at the end of the day in the next decade is no choice. And then what will the prices do? We will have no control.
So whoa. I'm not going to allow this to go that to route right now.
Yeah,
I
don't want to either.
Okay.
Now.
Do you have a local resource for it, Peter, or does she just go to the distributor herself?
I just gave one that I used. I haven't ordered it in quite some time. Find the companies. Vet the companies. One is Kama, C-A-M as in Mary, A-S, Prairie Tea Company.
Okay.
Because these
okay,
are...
That's
these
good.
Are
that's girl. Good. That's good. Got too many questions. Okay. Lori, you got a question again? Let's go. Because we need to do something else here.
Okay, so it's genuineethictea.com, and you can also give you a number, but they're from the original ones, and you're going to pay $240, $50 to get on Amazon, and it'll be only like $89 or depending on how much you get. I bought the big packs, and then I just split it in half and make a half gallon. And
you can find it cheaper than that. You can find it much more affordable than that. You just have to look.
Well, I bought quite a big amount. I didn't buy it, but that's the difference between, like I said, the one I got was $89 to $247 on Amazon. So that's huge. But And I called Brian because I had some questions, and he picks up the phone, and he's the original one that took over the SET that Kathy made. They inherited that from the doctor that worked with her. And that's the one you put out for us, and that's the one I did. But I have a question. I read a thing on by John Hopkins that they could get rid of the line bars or whatever, they just don't come off. And the product they said to put on was, and I wondered if you knew what it was, but it's Cryptolepis?
Cryptolepis.
Cryptolepis. Yeah. Do you know what that is? But they said put that right on the pores, and that would help get rid of them.
Well, yeah, I'm very familiar with it because I had to use a cycle of it myself to get fully clear of the symptoms of Lyme in combination with a couple other very powerful herbs. There's only one distributor that I know of in New York. It should not conflict with this protocol. I would use a suggested dosing if you do choose to use it. It serves as a biofilm buster, so it's going to help break down the polysaccharide parts of biofilm. It works very well with this protocol. Just take it separate from the WPS.
Okay.
And go very slow with it, okay? But it should not do any harm.
Okay. Right, I just wondered about it, yep. Okay, good. And then
You got another question?
Nope, that's good. Thank you.
All right. Najla, you have a question?
Yes, I was wondering what product the last lady just mentioned.
Called Cryptolepis, C-R-E-P. I think it's C-R-E-P-T, Crepto, L-E-P-I-S, Cryptolepis. It's an herb. It's an herb that comes from a flower. There's only one distributor in New York that I'm aware of. It's a good, clean distributor, and it's an herb that has plant sterols that, again, have very strong biofilm-busting properties. So it'll help with the deeper biofilms that load in the mucoid plaque in our intestinal tracts. And if you combine that with the SAC-T, which is what I did, with two other tinctures that we don't need to worry about discussing today, it becomes very, very powerful tool to help break down the biofilms in the gut, which is really, Mel used to teach that, you know, we would hate him at some point when we got to a certain dosage on the WPS because we would have the intestinal turds where the mucoid plaque containing all these biofilms is eliminated from the body, and it's not a pleasant experience. But that will help with that process, and it's a very gentle way to do it as well.
Okay, and did you say the name of the distributor in New York? I'm sorry.
You know, I haven't used it in years since I've been well. It's a very aggressive therapy, and I do not know. But if you go to Cryptolepis and take your discovery there, using DuckDuckGo as your search engine, I think you can still find it. It's just an herbal company in New York. They're the only ones that I know of that even provide it for the public. So, and that's a shame because it's such a powerful herb, again, for biofilms.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, one last hand. That's Catherine of the Desert. Come in.
Yes, Mel, I don't have a question. I just wanted to confirm about, I hadn't mentioned SEAT. I have been taking that for several months, and it does help besides the fit coast. So I just wanted to confirm that that has helped me too.
Yeah, thank you, Catherine.
That's great. All right, so we have three people here now that have had positive results with this tea, and I think that at this point in time, they all ought to make a post so that we can get more people involved in utilizing. This call is great, Pete, because you're talking about things that I don't know about. Thank God I didn't need all this stuff to get well. I'll tell you that much, baby.
Well, we're going back a ways. We talked about these on calls, you know, 6-7 years ago. One other teas are very important. Is Rooibos, remember red Rooibos? Rooibos is spelled R-O-O-I-B-U-S, Rooibos. And it comes from a bush in South Africa. It's a tannin. And it is one of the keys that will cross the blood-brain barrier. And there are studies that I've seen, a body of research, that it's very effective with people with HIV. So a lot of people that are treating HIV on their own are using it. But again, I posted about it, Mel, 6-7 years ago, and I drank Rubus D regularly. The consideration with it now happens to be, if you get a bad distributor, you could end up with a nickel, heavy metal nickel in it. So make sure you go organic. You've got to go organic. And add it into your tea regimen with ginger and peppermint. And then the Essiac and teas are very, very therapeutic.
Yeah, I remember using ginger root in all the teas, Peter. Remember?
That's,
and I remember Rubius teas, although I might not enunciate it properly. I remember that. We've been doing a lot of things for a long time that are very good, and that's why repetition is part of restoration. You got to keep bringing back the good things and add them to everybody's repertoire.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
You're going to be
agree.
If you weren't a princess, I wouldn't do this for you. But since you're a princess, what do you want to ask?
Yes, I had a question for Peter. I remember you mentioned that, like, the queen green can get rid of, like, a fungus on the skin. I've heard about that fungus on the skin, and I was wondering, how does it form? Because, like, you can't tell that there's any fungus on your skin. A lot of times it just looks regular.
Yeah, that's a great question. Mel has come to understand through things I've shared with him. Your skin has a microbiome, Nesla, which is a natural conglomeration of different classes of viruses and bacteria and fungi, about 250 of them, believe it or not. And they all do what's called competitive inhibition. The idea with the health of the skin is not to strip it from those, but to create a situation where you have as many of those on the skin that are actually competing with one another, so that they each apply a certain amount of space and they create a balance on the skin that creates a really healthy, natural skin health. So the idea to bathe 3 times a day, it strips that good, healthy microflora off the skin. And Mel has learned, and I have learned, that if you reduce the amount of bathing weekly that you do and give time in between for that skin flora to grow and to thrive, you will see health benefits in your skin that are incredible. So, again, it's evolving into the understanding that bathing every day or 3 times a day is not at all good for the skin.
No. The skin is the largest organ in the body. Okay?
Yeah.
And you can't wash away the surface of your skin multiple times a day. Well, that's way wrong. I mean, many people preach that to be good, but boy, there's nothing good about that. And then even showering or bathing every day, forget about it, okay? You don't need to do that. It's not the best interest of your skin. You need to allow every organ to rest in order to regenerate. And if you keep washing off the top layer of the skin, it does not have a chance to regenerate. And you've got to change your mindset on that. Even if they're biting and itching and you think if you jump in the tub that's going to help, not going to help. You think it might help. Okay?
It
might offer you a tiny bit of relief, but in the long run, that's not the way to do it. You'll wind up being here longer. If you take a bath every day, it won't work. It'll just take longer.
Well said, brother. And one other thing for you, Nesla, that's coming to mind right now is a topical that comes from a flower, again, called witch hazel. Witch hazel is very good because it's not going to decimate all the good microflora on the skin. And it serves the same properties as ethyl or isopropyl alcohol in terms of, you know, again, reducing bad bacteria on the skin. So witch hazel is very good for scalp treatment. You know, Mel used to pour alcohol in his head every morning. I prefer witch hazel because it's more natural, and it's a very good skin softening type of treatment for your skin that, again, will not affect the microbiome of the skin to the degree that washing does. Okay, so witch hazel, very good thing for you to try as well.
All right, boys and girls, I think that is going to do it on questions. Peter, you want to say anything in summation? We need to get to this auction.
I just want to say that these calls, when we go down these avenues that we have today, it's very good for me because it refreshes my memory on some of these, you know, the herbal side of treatment, which will not conflict or is not mixing protocols in a nutraceutical way or a product way that's made in a factory, but they're plant sterols that the body will not build tolerances to. They generally don't conflict with your protocol. So these calls are great because we're revisiting things like today, SEAC tea, Rubus tea, very therapeutic. The notion of L-lysine, monohydrochloride in combination with monolaurin, very, very strong antivirals. And the science behind WPS, how we can go and look at a 30-minute video that makes it very easy for the layman to understand. All these topics, again, Mel, as you so well know, is when we're redundant and keep resurfacing these, it keeps people out in front of every opportunity they have to take the proper steps that aren't going to conflict with your protocol.
All right. Well, as always, Peter, I appreciate it when you join us on these calls because it brings a completely different slant approach touch to the whole thing, and I'm very grateful. I'm also extremely grateful, Peter, that you've closed 3 years of back testimonials, and if you'll notice, the testimonials every other day are all getting pictures added from the original posts, as that's a project that the webmaster tells me that when all the testimonials are in, all the pictures will also be done.
Very good job, Mel. Thank you.
Three years now on testimonials. It's a lot of testimonials, guys. People whose names you know, who you sort of listen to, you can see them posting their progress to help encourage others.
And the work you've done with the pictures is so valuable because it gives a visual stimulus to create initiative for people that might have a particular interest that are visual learners. So they can see a picture and say, oh, that catches my interest and go to those posts. Those posts at your guidance, Mel, have been designed to include information as well, not only testimonies of people that are showing improvement in their journey, but also the things that we're talking about today. There's a lot of information there going back that's easy for us to miss. So great idea, brother. It's an honor to help you in that regard. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. The testimonials were created to be, as they say in the movie Men in Black, the best of the best of the best.
Well said.
All right, guys. I got to unmute you all. It's going to be